A realtor I know, 80 years old, was approached by a panhandler on the Mesa. She gave him $2. He took it and cried, "Lady, I've got to do laundry. I've got to eat. Come on." She snapped, "Get a job."
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Kathy at Escrow. We're supposed to close this week, but the buyers didn't arrive to sign loan documents. When I called their cell phone, it was answered by an agent from the FBI. Please call ASAP.
I wonder if that was Comey who answered the phone. Hey, you know what? That was Kathy Wade, who has waded off into the distance and left town. She's been around for many years. She was as a real estate assistant. She was a real estate agent in San Diego, came up here and was assistant for many few people, and worked at a few retail places. Nice gal. Bon voyage, Kathy Wade. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. My guest today, second segment, Jim Burling, Vice President of Litigation for the Pacific Legal Foundation, discussing our own Hollister Ranch. I think it's 14,000 acres, recent decision with the California Coastal Commission on public access. It wasn't really in the, I wasn't even aware of it. It was going on for years. So he'll bring us up to date. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And that's weekly, W-E-E-K, please. New fees. We'll do the year-to-date in the first segment here and separating out Montecito as well, tracking that. But first, to remind everybody, effective January 1st, 2018, California State Building Homes and Jobs Act requires that documents submitted for recordation related to real estate transactions be charged an additional fee of $75 per document, up to $225 per transaction and per parcel. This is in addition to the current recording fees. So I know the California Association of Realtors fought this, and maybe they whittled it down and reduced it, but you know, where can you go? You're selling your house. You're buying your house. I'm not sure who's paying, the seller or the buyer here. But where are you going to go? What are you going to do? To go somewhere else? You don't want to pay the fee? They have you. And it was just, you know, it's another tax without really formally calling it a tax. So there you go. Weekly, year-to-date, I should say, 24th week of the year 2018, for the week ending, or for the, I should say, the year-to-date ending. We'll get this right. Take two. 24th week of the year, 24 weeks ending June 15th, 2018. We'll take a look at year-to-date sales and the median price. Median price, almost $1.3 million. $1,295,000. Last year, year to date, $1,250,000. 2016, year to date, $1,240,000. 2015, year to date, $1,190,000. So we are 3.6% higher on the median price year to date over last year. This is single family residences only, and just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. In terms of the number of sales, 444 sales versus last year, 488. Year before that, 467. Year before that, in 2015, 504 sales. So our 44 sales compared to last... this is going to be an interesting program. 44 is the difference in the number of sales year-to-date over last year. 44 fewer sales. Total 444, last year 488. So that's a 9% drop in the number of sales over last year. Now, if we take a look at Montecito, which I started to do this year because of the debris flow that occurred in January 2018, number of sales in Montecito, 50 compared to last year, 74. So that's 24 down. Total was 44. So 20, we're down 20 sales, Carpinteria, Santa Barbara, Goleta, Summerlin. And as a percentage, of course, 20, it's much, much fewer. So the 24 sales down on Montecito is a big percentage, huge percentage. So 50 sales year-to-date Montecito through June 15, 2018. Median price, $2,550,000. Last year, median price, almost $3 million. 2016, median price, $3,168,000. 2015, median price, Montecito, $3.2 million. In terms of the number of sales, as I said, for 2018 year-to-date through June 15th, 50 sales in Montecito. Last year, 74. Year before that, 88. Year before that, 83. So you might say, well, maybe the trend would have been to have fewer sales anyway, because it has gone down the last 2 years, at least out the gate. Again, it's 24 weeks. We got plenty more time in this year to see what shakes down. So we're averaging 18.5 sales per week overall. Overall. In 2015, we ended up at 21.7 sales per week. So as the mama tomato said to the baby tomato, catch up from that movie, Pulp Fiction. You have anything to add? Anything to add whatsoever? Do you know what a smart light is? A traffic, is there still only one traffic light in Montecito? Is that on the corner of San Ysidro Road and East Valley Road? That's pretty remarkable. But a smart light, you know, they have cameras to look for you, to change the light. Now, I live in a Thunderbird track division, and they put a traffic light up at Patterson and Hollister not too long ago. I mean, it's been years and years now. I don't know how long ago, but I've lived there forever, so there was nothing there. And you're familiar with this, where you have a left-hand turn lane at a traffic light. And it has an arrow, a red arrow or a green arrow. And the camera is supposed to look at oncoming traffic. And if there's no cars there, it should turn that left arrow green. And of course, this is when the cross traffic has a red light. When the cross traffic would have a green light, of course, it's going to be red. And so something happened. I noticed that that red light, it was just staying lit longer and longer. There's nobody in sight, no oncoming traffic. Cross traffic had a red light. So I've been breaking the law and making a left turn on the red arrow light. And so I called the county, and it's amazing how you can end up talking to somebody who's interested in hearing your little sob story about traffic and lights, and they're trying to help. What's funny is, I spoke to someone. What would her name be in the engineering tech field? Her last name is Hazard. And the traffic engineer for the county is Gary Smart, like a smart light. Anyway, there was a little power outage, and they went out there and checked it, and it had been, it wasn't up to snuff, so they adjusted it. I haven't actually gone there yet. And she said, potentially, with funding allowed, there's a downtown intersection, as well as potentially this intersection, where they will try something, which I suggested, not that they got it from me, I'm sure it's been discussed before, but my idea would be, how about having a flashing red arrow to turn left at an intersection? Because many intersections, if it's a four-way stop, you know to stop and wait for traffic. You have a right on red. Why not a left on a red arrow? You know there's no oncoming traffic. Obviously, this would only be when the cross traffic has a red light. And they're thinking of trying that program of having a flashing red light arrow at an intersection. So it should help keep traffic moving. So I tell you that story because it was a good example of everyone loves to complain about big government and they don't respond. But you can call and talk to people, and they were very responsive. So I appreciate that. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Vice President of Litigation for the Pacific Legal Foundation, Jim Burling, talk about the deal that was cut with the Coastal Commission and Hollister Ranch right here in Santa Barbara County.